So what happens if Congress does not pass a law protecting DACA, the program that defers deportation for young people brought to the country illegally by parents before 2007? Or if President Trump doesn't review DACA again, something he tweeted he would do if Congress doesn't take action? What happens if young people who came to this country as children or infants, 79% of them from Mexico, with no memory of their native countries, are deported and sent back? Well, we already know. The Mexican government said it will welcome these so-called dreamers with open arms. And Israel Concha echoes that sentiment. He is co-founder of New Comienzos, or New Beginnings, a nonprofit in Mexico that helps Mexicans, including dreamers who've been deported, repatriate. He joins us now by Skype from their very busy office in Mexico City. Hi, Israel.
Hi, Robin. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. And, you know, this is just such a funny thing for Americans to try to wrap their arms around. We have organizations here who help immigrants and migrants and refugees who come across the border. You are trying to help Mexicans going the other way. First of all, what did you think when you heard that DACA had been rescinded?
This decision affected almost 800,000 dreamers. But think about it. Most of them have already finished their college. They're working. What about their parents? This decision has affected millions of people.
Well, you say what about their parents, but people are wondering what will happen to the children of dreamers, children who are born in the United States and who are American citizens. But you already know, as we said, some of the things that might happen because you have had people who are in the DACA process, who are qualified as dreamers, who had been deported, because we want to remind people that in order to qualify for the DACA program, which gives a work permit and a Social Security number, you can have a criminal record. And we're reading anecdotally about some dreamers. For instance, one had a fight with his wife. The neighbors reported it as a dispute. The wife didn't charge, but still that was seen as an infraction, and he was deported. Are you coming across those kinds of stories?
Yes, Robin, this is very common nowadays here in Mexico City. As a matter of fact, we have identified about 10 dreamers that were repatriated in Mexico without a criminal record. So yes, it's a very big problem right now.
Because these are people who were promised deferment from deportation, and for some reason, they have been deported. But what's it like for them? I mean, describe some of them. Do they speak the language? Do they have family there? What's their situation?
Think about it like this. You've lived in America all your life. You're pretty much an American. You're used to the system. You went to school over there. Your first language is English as well. And then you're deported. You come to your country of birth, but in reality, you have nothing in common. We've encountered many repatriated people, especially dreamers that don't speak any Spanish. And besides being discriminated against in America sometimes, this also happens here in Mexico because of the way they talk, the way they dress. Fortunately, now there's a light by the end of the tunnel. There is some help.
Well, tell us about it. What do you do? What do you do to help these people?
Yes, we help with psychological help. We also help with jobs. We also give you food vouchers. So at least that day you're going to interview, at least you can have something in your stomach. We also work with many shelters that can help you in emergency situations. And we can help you from the ID process, so you can get a Mexican voting card, or if you have to get your driver's license, even recommend the favorite pizza place in town. But it's more of a big brother, big sister program as well.
Yeah.
But besides that, we're also working with other government agencies that can help, also with Spanish grammar classes, culture and history classes, because a lot of us have never been in Mexico, or maybe when we were younger. So we get an opportunity to learn about the culture here, the history, and the opportunities out there.
Well, you say us, and that's because you're also a deportee. You were brought to the U.S. illegally when you were 4 years old, raised in Texas. Then before you could get into the DACA Dreamer program, you were pulled over for speeding and deported, sent back to Mexico. What was it like for you? Did you know anything about Mexico? And you left at four.
Well, I can tell you that when I was going to school, elementary, junior high, high school, I always knew that I was undocumented. But that never stopped me. Even though I lost many opportunities because I did not have a legal status, I was still able to graduate from college, business administration. I started a transportation company, limos, shuttles, concierge service, taxi cabs. As a matter of fact, I was employing U.S. citizens. We were so busy one day where I actually had to pick up a customer. And yes, I was speeding. But unfortunately, what would have been a speeding ticket for anyone else, for me, that's where my nightmare started. I got pulled over. I couldn't provide a driver's license. And at that moment, I was sent to county.
Well, you fought this case, but you were one of those who had hands and ankles shackled and sent back to Mexico. What did you lose when you were deported?
I fought my case for 2 years. 2 years I was detained in a federal facility without having a criminal record. And remember, my story is one in millions out there. There's a lot of people suffering because of this immigration broken system. My wife, well, my ex-wife, she was 5 months pregnant. I was not able to meet my son. I only met him once, and that was at a court hearing. And yes, he was so close to me, but yet so far, because I was not allowed to touch him, kiss him, hug him. And till this day, the only contact I have with my family is through Skype. It's very unfortunate.
So you are deported. You lose everything, the business that you built, your house, your family. Dropped off at the border by a bus near Laredo, Texas. How did you feel in that moment? And how does that help you now with the dreamers that are being deported and those who might be down the road?
Well, I never cried when I was detained. For those 2 years, I tried to stay strong. But at the moment when I was dropped off at the border, I started tearing up. My whole life just passed by my eyes, just knowing that I was not going to be able to see my family, that I was going to lose my business, my house, all my stuff, you know, but especially being away from the family. Being repatriated, you go to a specific section where the government actually gives you a document that proves that you were deported and that you're a Mexican citizen. After that, a lot of people, they try to go to the closest bus station so they can get to their final destination, right? So it was about 15 people, and we started walking towards the bus station. Well, the police stopped by and started interrogating us. Where are you from? I was getting arrested. My hands were handcuffed again, but they also covered my head. Unfortunately, I was not going to the police station. I was being kidnapped.
Well, what a nightmare. I mean, you were able to get away from that situation. We should tell people you found a job at a call center. You're now helping others through your organization who are deported. But what do you say to the Americans who say, good, you know, send all 800,000 back? It didn't matter that they were children and had no, you know, say and that they were brought here. It was illegal.
Well, they may have taken away our legal status to stay in America, but they haven't taken away our pride, our willingness to fight, our hopes and dreams.
It sounds like, too, that it doesn't take away your feeling like an American.
Of course. Once again, that's all we know, America. And we're very proud people. And we do believe, even though it's not on a piece of paper, we do consider ourselves American. So once again, we have to look at the cup half full. We're really hoping that now this time Congress and the United States president can pass a comprehensive immigration reform, can help this sector of the population. Now, we are getting ready for the worst. If for some reason thousands of people have to come back to Mexico, we want to work together with government agencies at the federal and local levels so we can help as many people as possible. I was able to create a system, an interactive system that looks for specific words throughout the internet, like repatriated, bilingual, need a job, and automatically the people that are looking for these services are connected with us. We've been able to help over 3,300 people, and that's with many services.
That's Israel Concha, co-founder of New Comienzos, New Beginnings, the nonprofit he founded that helps others who grew up in the United States be repatriated after they're deported to Mexico. Israel, thank you.
Robin, thank you very much for your time, and greetings from Mexico City.
Yeah, thank you.